supposed to pick him up, but yeah. He didn't. He...
Medrash comments on the pasuk. Hashem is Sinai Bov, is Arach, is Seir Lama, Hafiyah Mehar Panam, Arach, and Mariv Rosh Kodesh. So the Medrash asks, what was the Rabban Shalom doing over there in Sinai and Paran? What was he doing by the Goyim? So it's a famous Medrash that the Rabban Shalom was trying to sell his merchandise. He was trying to present the Torah to all the various in Mesoilam, and they all turned it down. And then when he came to the Klal Yisrael, so he offered it to the Bnei Yisrael, so they accepted it. I saw Rabbi Fuel Hamburger has a sefer that's called Marpei Loshen. The purpose of the sefer is like the Chofetz Chaim, but he lived way before. The purpose of the sefer is to be mechazik the union of Loshen Hara. So he talks about Marpei Loshen, but just to talk about Loshen Hara is going to be boring. So he talks about Liban Atarim, talks about Shuvah, he talks about Chesed, he talks about Din, all kinds of different things. Then in the middle he has a whole section about Musa about the Loshen Hara. But he doesn't give Musa. He's a great goyin, very sharp chalif is the goyin. He wrote Sfarim on Kochin. He was a poisik also. So he always has biurim with agadates, with marochas, very fascinating interpretation. So he has on this gemara, effect akasha, how do we say in the Birchas HaTorah, Shabbach HaBonim Kol Hamim and Osan Lano Es Torah? What do you mean Shabbach HaBonim Kol Hamim? First he tried his luck on Sinai and Seir and Paran. He tried to sell the Torah to all the humans, so no one wanted it. So we were the Shlemiel, so he offered it to us, the last one, so we accepted it. So that's Shabbach HaBonim Kol Hamim. Yeah. What do you mean? We are the Am Segula. What are we, the Am Segula? He offered the Torah to all the humans. They weren't interested. So he claims, he has a chiddush. He says when the Ribbono Shel Olam offered the Torah to all the humans, he would have given it to them. If they would have accepted, he would have given them kikhsavam mechil shaynam. He would have given them balaz. In their language, if he would have given it to the British, he would have given it in English. If he would have given it to the French, he would have given it in French. If he would have given it to the Chinese, he would have given it in Chinese. He would have given it in translation. As the Gemara says in Saitan Perikela Nemorim, that when they wrote, when they crossed over the Yarden, and they put up the big avodim, Sadat Osmasid, and they had to write Kolat Arkula, Bayer Heitev, so the Gemara says Bar Heitan means Meshivim Loshen. So the Gemara asks, what's the significance of translating Meshivim Loshen? That all the Umasalim should come and learn the Torah Shebichzav. So that was the original plan that Rabban Shalom was offering Kala Terakula Belaz in translation to the Umasalim, so they would only have Torah Shebichzav. Because the only thing that's nitan to translation, the only thing that lends itself to translation, is the text itself. When he offered the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he wasn't going to give us in translation. We say in the Nusach HaBracha, Shabbach HaBonim Kol Hamim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah Soi. His Torah means the Torah in the Nusach that they have it in the heavens. The Loshen HaKodesh is the official language that they have in heaven. So if you have the Torah Soi, the Rabban Shalom's Nusach in the original Hebrew, so then you have sometimes Mole and sometimes Choser and sometimes an extra Nun and sometimes an extra Vav and a plural and a singular. And you have all the diukim, and you have a klal prata klal, and you have ribuyim and extra words and missing letters. If you do it in translation, all of this is lost in translation. So he says the original plan to give it to the Umasailam, the whole Maduber in the first place only was to give them Torah Shebichsav. There was never a havamina to give Torah Shebalpeh. But when he gave to the Bnei Yisrael, he gave with the Torah Shebalpeh as well. He gave it, Baloshna Kodesh, that it should lend itself to all of the drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh. So he interprets the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach on the base has a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer de Amoira, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lozer ben Fados, not the Tanna. So usually when you have a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer, usually the din should be like Rabbi Yechanan, because Ein Halacha ki Talmud ben Mokam Arav. Rabbi Lozer was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Once in a long while you have Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer, the din is like Rabbi Lozer. Let's say Ribis Kitzutza Yotze B'Dayanim, Eina Yotze B'Dayanim. So that happens to be on the first daf in Hezer Neshach. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Yechanan's shita is not accepted. Rabbi Yechanan says Ribis Kitzutza. If I lent you money and I charged Ribis and you paid me back with the Ribis, Rabbi Yechanan says Parfal Eina Yotze B'Dayanim. You can't get the money back. If you bring me to Din Torah and you'll say you paid Ribis and you want your money back, they won't force me to give the money back. If I want to do a midas chassidus, to give it back, that's very nice on my part. But the bezin will not force me. The ribis kitzutz will not be yotze b'dayon. And Rabbi Loza disagrees, and the Gemara there says halacha ki Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says the din is like Rabbi Loza. That's an exception to the rule. There, here and there, there are a couple exceptions to the rule. So here is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza, and it's a shaila how you paskin lalacha. The Prima Godem has talks about this.
It always works if I do a lot. If I'm over on a lot, and I made money on a deal, or I made anything, I don't have to give it back.
If I stole money, then it's a din. But over here by ribbis, the fellow agreed to it in the first place. Right, he agreed in the first place.
The Torah told me not to ask for ribbis.
The Torah told me not to, but I gave you a better deal than the bank would have given. The bank would have charged you more ribbis. You pleaded with me, do me a favor, lend me $1 million, only take 3% ribbis. I did you a favor. Kodem Matan Torah would have been a galding and mitzvah. That I only charge 3% ribbis. Lachamat and Torah, it's an aver. Shangvan an aver. So that's the question. So I did an aver, but you can't say that it's outright gizela. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Prafoni did the aver, and he keeps
it's
the money.
The same thing. Let's say I don't keep Shabbos. I don't want to work. I made a lot of money. I keep the money.
Keep the money.
Yeah. Nothing to do with it. So
if he wants a kapara, so let him figure out how to get a kapara. But strictly speaking, there's no halacha that that he has to give all the money to charity.
Shabbos.
Not
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
No, I mean,
no. He made money by being mechal Shabbos. Yeah.
He didn't do both.
Again. Yeah. So it's a shaila how we pass it. Anyway, so here the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza in Gittin Daf Samach and based on the top line. So Rabbi Yochanan says. I forgot who says which way. Rabbi Yochanan says the normal way. Rabbi Yochanan says when you look at Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the majority? We know that the Rabbanu Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh, blend, part is Torah Shebichtav, part is Torah Shebal Peh. So if you look in the library on the wall, all the Svarim, or in any library, which is the majority? Is the Torah Shebichtav the majority, or is Torah Shebal Peh? So Rabbi Yochanan says normal, Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichtav is only 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, 24 Svarim. Torah Shebal Peh, they ain't locates, ain't lo Shia, it's on our Shia. There's so much in Torah Shebal Peh. And Rabbi Loza says on Vodna's statement that the Rav of the Torah
is
Biksav. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza. What's enough? How can it be a machlekes? That's what Dachan. How can it be a machlekes? How can you have a machlekes in Mitzvahs? How can you have a machlekes? Of course, Rabbi Loza. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan is right. The Rubidu, 99.99% of the Torah is Baal Peh. There's hardly anything. How does it? It's Ketipa Menayam, the 24th Svarim of the Kisei HaKodesh. It's very little. How could it be a machlekes Atela? Yeah, okay. That's what they all point out. Rashi has an interpretation on the Gemara. Right.
The Torah Bashanah,
okay. But still, which is the Rav? The Rav is not the Torah Shebal Peh. Okay. So it has to do with what he's saying. Okay. So not Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza are arguing how to interpret a pasuk in Treyos. I think it's in Hosea. The pasuk says Echtel Echtav Loi Rubay Tayrasi. So Rabbi Loza learns the pasuk Kipshuto Echtav Loi Rubay Tayrasi. The Rabbanu Shel Olam says he wrote down Rav of the Torah Echtav Loi. I wrote for the Klal Yisrael Rubay Tayrasi. Right? That's pshat in the pasuk. So, Frag the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the pasuk in Hosea? The Gemara says, no, it's Bitzmiya, it's not Benechusa. Echta lo rube tarasi? What, I'm going to write the Rav Torah? That would be a disaster. Halokam ozar nechshavu. That's the Hemishcha of the pasuk. So, what does the pasuk mean? If one should assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, Echta lo rube tarasi, asmui kometam, it's Bitzmiya, what? I should write the Rav Torah? I'm not going to do that. Halokam ozar nechshavu. So, Tesis interprets on the Gemara that the Umasoilom have the Tanakh in translation. That was the original plan also. The Rabbanu Shalom told him to write by a Hetev, to write B'Shivim Loshen, in order that all the Yom HaSolem should be able to read. That's what the Gemara says in Soita and Elam Galfin. That was the purpose. That's what the Melamed Lohoyel has it. Not the Melamed Lohoyel, the Sridi Yesh of Weinberg has he used to teach in after the war. Before the war, he was in Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin. And after the war, he ran away and he was in Switzerland. So he used to teach in a university. So the shaila was, is one permitted to give a class in Torah? Are you allowed to teach Torah in the university? Hayoi, is that Nochrim are going to attend your class also? Gemara says that it's prohibited, it's also for a Nochri to learn Torah. A Nochri Shosek by Torah is like a Boal Eshesish. Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, my Rosh, Atikim HaRosh, Alamu Rosh, like a Boal Eshesish. And it's also for Yisrael to teach Torah to a Nochri. How does the Pasuk say in Pesukah de Zimra? How does that pasuk? I already forgot how it goes. Magid Rav Yaakov Chulka v'mishpatav liYisrael. The Baruch Shalom only gave the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. Lo yosachem chogi didn't give the Torah to the goy v'mishpatav bal yidom. He doesn't want to give the Torah to the goy. So the Gemara in Chagiga learns out from this pasuk that it's also limser Torah to the Nochem. It's also for the Nochri to learn Torah. That's Torah Tzivul on Moshe Marosh, and it's also for Yisrael to teach the Torah to the goy. So he says, Rekakasha, what do you need another pasuk to teach you? Lifneva l'sita michshol. If the Nochri is prohibited to learn Torah, so if I state that we're not permitted to teach him the Torah, the din of Lifneva applies even to a Nochri. The Gemara gives a marshal to give Eid Menachai to a Ben Noach, or to give Yain to a Nozir. So there is a din of Lifneva l'sita michshol by Nochri. So that's what Tosis says. Why do you need another pasuk that also Yisrael limsa Torah la'akum? It should be a Lifneva. So Tosis says sometimes there wouldn't be Lifneva. Let's say there's another professor who's teaching Torah to the Nochem anyway. So Ben Kovako, they could do the Aveira without my assistance. And I want to teach to make a few dollars. I don't want to teach in order to do the Aveira. But the Aveira on the part of the Nochem is going to be violated anyway. He has a professor who's teaching him Torah. So that's called Chadiv and Anari. Since the Nochem has the opportunity to do the Aveira anyway, so if I'll teach him the Torah, I will not be in violation of Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Aveira Zohar, and Davov on the base. But you're only in violation of Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol when you're dealing with the Nochri. And dealing with the Jew, Tosfos says slightly different. But if the one whom you're going to be Machshol in Aveira is a Nochri, so the Gemara seems to say that there's only a... The Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara, so that's a problem. But it's simple in Shulchan Aruch, they pass from like Tosfos, that there's no Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol, the Gabi Anochri, who's over the Aveira. If Ben Kovako, he had the opportunity to be over the Aveira. So let's say they have a university, they have Ben Kovako, they have a professor who's teaching Torah to the Nochem. And he asked me, am I interested in teaching a course? The Nochem can go to the other course anyway. So in such a case, I'm not in violation of Lifnei because it's Chadiv and Anare, but nonetheless, it's an Isser. But also Chen L'chogo, it's also Limsa Torah le Nochem. So the Tosfos, so this 3DH has this tshuva, this prohibition that you're not allowed to teach Torah to Nochrim, does this only apply on Torah Shebal Peh, or does it even apply to Torah Shebichsav? So he says, a few Rishonim seem to say the Feirish that there's no prohibition on Torah Shebichsav, because the Gemara said, why was the Torah written by Heita B'Shivim Loshen? That it should be available to the Umasov. So you see that there's no Issa. The Pashta says that the Issa is only on the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Tosfos in Gittin, Samach Amabeis, quotes such a Medrash on this pasuk, like, goes like Rabbi Yechanan. The Medrash learns like Rabbi Yechanan. Echtoiv loy, Rubei Toirasi, the Rabbi Yishlam says, what I should write? Roiv of the Torah, I should write Bichsav, Betach Nishtoigen, Halokam Azarnach Shavu. So the Goyim will claim that they're the Yamanivcha. The Goyim have the Tanakh in translation, they claim that they're the Yamanivcha. And the Eden are on the outs. The Eden, the Catholics claim that they're the Yamanivcha. So they have the Torah, so what can we do? But the answer is no, we have the Torah Shebal Peh. So we can say they don't have the real McCoy. But what would have been if the whole Torah would have been Bixav? Now they order art scroll. Every time they put out another art scroll, so the Vatican gets 18 copies of every volume of the art scroll. So they're going to have everything. They have the Prima Gaudens in English, the Mishnah Berurah, everything. So they'll say that they're the Yamanivcha, they have everything. So that's what the Rebbe Shalom said. I don't want to write Roiv HaTor. That's how Tosfos interprets on that. So that's what the Rabbi Foyle Hamburger says, that the plan milachatchila, there never was a half a minute to give Torah Shebal Peh to the Yom Son. The whole half a minute only was on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh was certainly reserved for the Klal Yisrael, and that's what it means in the Gemara Tak and Gittin Daf Samach Amin Aleph, that like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Al Torah Shebal Peh Shenemar Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ele Karati Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ele. Al Pi means Torah Shebal Peh. Al piha dvarim hoela karati itcha bris v'esisod. The increases bris that makes the Jewish people unique and different is the Torah Shebal Peh, because the Torah Shebichsav we can share in common with the Muslim. They didn't want to accept it. They didn't even want to accept the Torah Shebichsav. But even I feel an anich that they'll sit and they'll read the Bar Heite. Yeah. Even if they'll read the Bar Heite b'shivim loshen and they'll learn it, but that'll only be a madrega of Torah Shebichsav. Still not gonna have the uniqueness of being the Balei HaMasor of the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's how the Gemara seems to learn. Ki al pi advarim ha'ela karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. The lekaras ha'kodesh v'ach bris im Yisrael el al Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Foyl Hamburger has a difficulty with that pasuk. Go to Mefarshim. How does that pasuk begin? Ksav lecho es advarim ha'ela. write down the Torah and the Chazav. Ki al pi advar meir lekati et chavis veis Yisrael. How do you read the pasuk? Sov lecha as hadvarim ha'ele. Write down the Torah shebichzav. The Gemara says vam shebichzav has to be bichzav. Torah shebichzav, you're not allowed to say bal pesh and emar. Sov lecha as hadvarim ha'ele. So the pasuk is going on Torah shebichzav. So how do you write it? Ki al pi advar meir lekati et chavis veis Yisrael. Akoros akoros bechu brisim Yisrael. El al Torah shebal pesh. How does it have a hemshech on the pesukim?
Source to the bal pesh.
But
using this as a source, I can
understand.
Based on
that. You have to use the Torah Shabbat to understand the Torah Shabbat. No. The Torah Shabbat you can't understand without.
Write down the Torah Shabbat.
But you have to use the Torah Shabbat.
Because, write down because, based on the Torah Shabbat. Because, what's the significance of writing down Torah Shabbat? Because based on the Torah Shabbat, I'm going to give you a Torah Shabbat that derives from it and the Ikka Kriyas Bris is going to be. So why write down the Torah Shulchan? Let the Rabban Shalom give the whole Torah about that.
As you said before, the Malayim, the Chaser, and the Dignon, and the Small.
Okay. So I always used to think Pshat in the Gemara is that the word Ki, Mishamish, Bedal, and Lashayna. Rashi Achonish quotes that the word Ki can have four different interpretations. And then Rashi says that some of those interpretations themselves have two or three interpretations. So Ki, Mishamish, Ki, the word Ki can have 10 different interpretations. So one, the simple Pshat Ki means because. Do this because of that. But the Ibn Ezra points out that once in a while you have the word ki that means despite the fact. Has just the opposite meaning. Ki means because, doha, and sometimes ki means afal pi she, just the opposite. Like the Ibn Ezra says on the pasuk in the end of Ki Sisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should forgive the Bnei Yisrael. Where's the Chumash? You have a Chumash. It says, the Rebbe Shlom should be Masha Shchinas Yisrael Ki Am Ki Sheyarev Hu.
Yeah. Afal.
Salach Dalav and Enoch Hatatenu Chatan. What do you mean Ki Am Ki Sheyarev Hu? The Rebbe Shlom should be Masha Shchinas because we are an Am Ki Sheyarev. Adirabe, because he doesn't want to. So the Ibn Ezra interprets Ki Am Ki Sheyarev despite the fact. Afal Pi. Despite the fact that we are an Am Ki Sheyarev Hu, nonetheless. Here it says the Rebbeinu Shlom says ki lo ye'ela b'kibucha ki am k'sheyarefu. I'm not going to be mashu shchinasi because you are an am k'sheyaref penach elcha badarach. I may get angry at you. You chevra rakshanim. You'll do averis, and I'll have to punish you and I'll destroy you. So in that pasuk the Rebbeinu Shlom is speaking. He says ki am k'sheyaref because they are an am k'sheyaref. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel, so he says he uses the lashon just fakirat. Forgot already what the pasuk says. He asks them to be mashish chinas and yisrael ki amsha, despite the fact that, or the Meiri has such a taich on the pasuk in Tilim, I think. Tuf tamadas lamdeni ki b'mitzvisecha ha'amonti. So the Meiri interprets on that pasuk. Tuf tamadas lamdeni, Rebbeinu Shlom, give me sechel to understand tami ha'mitzvis ki b'mitzvisecha ha'amonti. Afalpi, even though I have a muna anyway, and I'm going to keep the mitzvahs anyway, whether I understand or I don't understand. But if I'm doing it already, sir, give me a break. Explain to me. Let me understand. So it's not ki b'mitzvasecha monte because, but it rather means despite the fact that. So that's what I thought, that the Gemara here is interpreting the word ki. Ksav l'cho es hadvarim ha'elu. Rebbeinu Shlom says, I want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to write down the Torah shebichzav, despite the fact that you can't afreg n'akasha de'ikah krisis bris. The real Krisis Bris with Bnei Yisrael that makes them singular and unique is the Torah Shabbat Peh. So what do we need a Torah Shabbat Chsav for? Let's dispose with the Torah Shabbat Chsav. Let's have everything Baal Peh. So the Baal Shalom says no. Despite the fact that nonetheless I want to have a Torah Shabbat Chsav. This is what I used to think. So before Hamburger doesn't write like that in his Sefer Mar Pei Loshen, he thinks that ki means because of, and he says his Taich. He says, I want you to write it B'Loshon HaKodesh. Ki, because if you write it B'Loshon HaKodesh, then you can figure everything out in between the lines. If you wouldn't write it Hadvarim Ha'ele, Tvarim Kahava Yosem, if you would write it B'Laz in translation, Meshivim Loshon, then the whole Torah Shabbat Peh would have been lost.
But the Torah, when the Muslim game was, everybody heard it was Meshivim Loshon, no?
Such a medrash, yeah.
Yeah. The medrash which says that every nation heard it in their own Loshon.
That's Eretz Adibris, yeah.
Yeah, just as Eretz Adibris.
What's Dakar the Machloikis of Yechon Rab Lazar? Very strange. How can you have a Machloikis That's what Dachrenim. How can you have a machlokes in Metzias? How can Bechla? How can you have a machlokes? You look at any library. We know that the rive of the Torah is clearly Torah Shabbat Per. What is there to discuss? So on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Eger there in Gittin, Daf Samach and Beis, refers you to look in the Sefer Be'er Sheva on the first Daf in Horius. The Be'er Sheva here, this is the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kolelis, the Orachaim, an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Per. Beautiful Sefer. And there are many, many commentaries, at least 30 or 40 Sfarim written commentaries on the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kolelis. Very fascinating things. So he starts off his Psicha Kolelis by quoting this Be'er Sheva. It's interesting, the Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. Before him, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, known as the Mabit, the Maharit, was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He was the Bar Plukta, the Maharit. Rabbi Yosef Ditrani lived also in Tzfat, and he had a son who was known as the Mabit, Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yosef Ditrani. That was the father and the son. The father was the Maharit, and the son was the Mabit. So the same time that Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote his Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, so the Mabit wrote his Sefer, a Kiryas Sefer, a Chibur on the Rambam also. The Kesef Mishnah became much more popular than the Mabit because it's much better. It gives you all the Marmakaimus. It tells you every Rambam, what is it? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Gemara? Is it Shver? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. What the Girsa is. The Kiryas Sefer has very often very strange things. Whenever he does not a Makas, he starts making up something. Whenever a guy in a Kollel has to say a Chabura, say, look in the Mabit, look in the Kiryas Sefer, they always find that Varpela is something to say a Chabura. He has very strange things. It's questionable whether he can even use it to boy Oisa Yisoid or anything to develop, because it's really highly questionable. Anyway, his Tshuvas are much better. The Tshuvas and the Mabit, I think, are better than the Kiryas Sefer. Kiryas Sefer is trying to give him a chorus for the Rambam, so sometimes it's questionable, but he has a Hakdamah. The Mabit has the Hakdamah to this Sefer Kiryas Sefer. I think the Hakdamah is quoted more often than the Sefer itself. So the Sefer is Sefer just goes running on the Rambam, perek by perek, and it gives you marmakaimus or comments on the Halachas. Like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and you hear bridged all the Rambams, and here and there he gives you some maramakam or some insight. But the Hakdamah is something like the Psicha Kala is like eight or ten chapters, the Hakdamah to Torah Shabbat Peh. It's very interesting. So he also raises this question, how can have a machlokes in Metzius? All the questions that were asked by the Kiryas Sefer, by the Be'er Sheva, and by the Prima Gadim, so he asks all the questions. He gives the same answer that the Be'er Sheva gave. He says that they both say, if you look in Rashi, on that Gemara, Rashi says, like you said, that what is Rabbi Yechanan, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar? Well, the Rov of Torah is Bechsav, a Rov of the Torah is Baal Peh. What constitutes Torah Shabbat Peh? What are the different parts of Torah Shabbat Peh? So one part, the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnah, this Mabit gives you the 10 Chalokim to the Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he says, you look in the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnah, the Rambam has three parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. But he took the three parts, he quotes it, and he says, the further subdivided, he made it into 10 parts. So one part of Torah Shabbat Peh is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, that's clearly Torah Shabbat Peh. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is a technical term that means a din, which is transmitted orally, which has absolutely no way to figure out. If you read in between the lines from Tereit and Lexi and the Chumash, you will never find it. There's no Yitr and no Chaser and no Mole and Chaser and Rabim and Yochid, Klal Prat. There's no way to figure it out from the Torah Shabbat Peh. No Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah would figure it out. That's the definition of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is clearly Torah Shabbat Peh. But then the Rambam has another category of thing that he calls part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Rambam gives an example, Pri Eitz Hadar, and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayim. So he says, Pri Eitz Hadar means an Esrog. It's not that the Pshat and the Pasuk is a good-looking fruit, and an appetizing-looking fruit, and the halacha says you have to use an esrog. No, the halacha, the tradition says that that's what the pirush amilus is, or it says ayin tachas ayin, and the tradition has it at its moment. So the Rambam says there never was a machloikas. The Gemara had a havamin in the first half in Achleipel and Bava Kame that there was one time that says ayin tachas ayin mamish. The Gemara says mamish v'chisal kadai tach mamish. So he says why not? If a Tana says mamish, it means mamish. He says no. That was pirush amahamukubalim l'moshe mitzrayim. It wasn't shach to have a machloikas on that. What is the Nafkemina? What is the Rambam fussy about over there about this Pirush Mam Kabbalam L'Moshe Mitzinai? So the Rav spoke about this, and he published in a few essays he has about this. He said when a Malamed teaches children in school, Namuchay have to teach every Rashi. Namuchay have to teach every Maim Chazal and every Medrash and every Agadate and every Drosha of the Torah Shabbat Peh and the Pasuk. He's teaching little children. He just teaches Pshuto Shal Mikra, but you have to be careful to say the Emes Dika Pshuto Shal Mikra. If he's going to give a false interpretation, then it's Megala Bonim HaTorah Shalai Ka'alocha. So let's say the Rebbe doesn't want to get involved in details. So he says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, it's nothing to get to the kids. He says, you poke out his eye. Yad Tachas Yad, you cut off his arm. So not only has he misled the children as far as what Allah is concerned, that's called Megala Bonim HaTorah Shalai Ka'alocha. That's not the correct pshat. The Malamin is not allowed to teach that pshat. Not that the Torah Shabbat Peh says we don't practice that it says. We don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechali is the Shabbos either, but when you teach Chumash, you teach that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechali is the Shabbos. It's not that the Torah Shabbat Peh has changed the din. No, that Torah Shabbat Peh says that's the Pshat and the Pusik. Ayin Tachastayin, the Malamed has to interpret Momen. And on Priyei Tzad, the Malamed has to interpret that it means Esrog. The Rav said over B'Shem Rav Chaim, that this is one of his drushes. He said over that when it says that they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bahaloyska it says that Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, Alisha Kushis Hashalokach, Kisha Kushis Lokach, the Pashup Shat is that they were complaining he married Ashvat. He married all the others, married Yiddish, and he intermarried. He married his Shiksa, Ashvat's a girl. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal that that's not what it means. That Kushis means
beautiful.
Kushis means tzaddikus, mishuna b'maaseh. That she was a tzaddikus. So what's the lashon hara? Alisha Kushis, Kiisha Kushis look. So what's the lashon hara? So Rashi interprets that he divorced his wife. The lashon hara was she's the tzaddikus. Why did he divorce his wife? So he said that Rab Chaim, his grandfather, held that that's considered also from the Pirushim HaMkubalim L'Moshe Mitzinai. If the Malamed will interpret other than what the Chazal say, and other Pesukim and the Chazal are giving an additional level of interpretation, reading in between the lines. So reading in between lines, and I'm going to tell all the children, everything in between lines, just tell them what it says in the lines, and you'll be, I'd say, you'll be entitled to your salary. And I'm going to pile on too much. Sometimes you confuse the Talmidim if you give them too much. But Rab Chaim said over here, if you don't say what Rashi said, this Rashi is not an additional Medrash. No, this is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. He married a tzaddik. Zivshi would have been not so observant, so we understand why he divorced her. But so what did he divorce his wife? And then the Baruch Shalom said, because I told him to, I told him that he should divorce his wife. He told Baruch Shalom, told everybody, and after Matan Torah they were permitted to go back to family life. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't go back. You have the Bechina like Maimon Hasina for the rest of your life. So the Baruch Shalom told him he has to get divorced from his wife. So the Rav said that Rav Chaim held that that's one of the Pirush Mahamukubalim of Moshe Mitzinah. So after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, when you have the Torah Shabbat Peh gives you, this is a part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh tells the Pirush Mahamukubalim of Moshe Mitzinah. So Leibtach, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. That the Pshat, that's not, you can't call that Torah Shabbat Peh. You want to know that you need an Esrog and you can't use an orange. Yeah. So what do you say? Well, the Torah Shabbat Peh says so. No, the Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's Pirush Mam Kuvolim. The Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's the Pshat. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. It's not that that's added on Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So this is just the opposite from the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai is purely Torah Shabbat Peh. And Pirush Mam Kuvolim L'Moshe Mitzinai is, after you have the Pirush Mam Kuvol, the traditional interpretation, then it comes out that that's Mamish the Pshuta Shal Mikra. Then you have other parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. You have Takonis de Rabbanon. The Rambam says all the dinim de Rabbanon also become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's dinim de Rabbanon. But we're concentrating on the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's the rice. Then you have another category of Torah Shabbat Peh that's an issue. It's what the Gemara calls Lo Misaron HaKasav Ela LaChachamim. The Gemara in Chagiga speaks about Malocha and Chalamoid. That on the one hand, the Pasuk says you don't do Malocha on Yontav, sounds like Chalamoid, you may do Malocha. On the other hand, it says that this Chalamoid is something, you're not allowed to do Malocha. So it means you make a compromise. Some Malochas you're allowed to do, some Malochas you're not allowed to do. Dovah Ha'oved, and all the other rules and regulations. So the question is, how do you figure all of that out? The Dovah Ha'oved, who state us in the Vertif and the Pasuk, how do you figure that? So the Gemara says, so what does that concept mean? So Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Dav Chav has two opinions. That's the first Rosh in Moed Katan. Starts like this. Moed Katan starts off the topic in the beginning of Moed Katan, the first two parokim, is Melechus Chalamoid. And the third parak is mainly Avelus, with a little Malachas Chalamoid continued into the third parak. So the opening rush in Maseches Maikotin is, what's the status of Malachas Chalamoid? Is it a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? So the rush has a whole Arichas, and that famous Tosfos is in Maikotin, also a little bit, in Chagig a little bit, but mainly in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, the end of the first parak. So the Tosfos has two opinions, whether Malachas Chalamoid is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. You look in Shulchan Aruch, the Machloek is the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber Paskins, Malachas Chalamoid is prohibited only with the Rabbanan. And the Ramah Paskins, the Malachas Chalamoid is an Issa Derais, representing the two views in the Tosfos. What's an Achkamina? Whether it's an Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan. So the Achkamina is, what if you have a Safik? Safik Derais and Luchum is Safik Derabbanan Lekula. What if you have an Ibayah, the Leif Shita and the Gemara? You have an Ibayah, the Leif Shita. So Rabbi Kivega points out, Lishitasoi, there is an Ibai the Leif Shita, I forgot which one already, and the Gemara might quote regarding Malachas Chalamoid, so the Mechaber Paskins Lahakel, and the Ramah Paskins Lahacha. So he says it's Lishitasim, because in the first sif, they already set up the rules. The Mechaber holds that as the Rabban, and the Ramah holds that as the Rasa. The Mele, Lishitasim, the Mechaber says on Ibai the Leif Shita, that you go Lakula, like any Safik, the Rabban, Lakula, and the Ramah says you go Lakum.
So, how come you translate
you're not kidnapped. In the Aseris Adibrois?
Signovi,
yeah. I don't know if that's Yidarshin Dova Halami Meyonai, maybe it's from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. So maybe that means that's an interpretation of the Pasuk. Maybe the Pshut Shel Mikra does mean that you're not allowed to steal. Maybe, yeah. Maybe you're permitted to translate that. Maybe the correct translation really is the Pshut Shel Mikra, that it goes on Kenevis Mammon. And the Torah Shabbat Peh says it's a Dabba Alam Emen Yonoi, that we have an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. I don't know if that's necessarily from the Pirushim HaMekubalim or Moshe Messina. I'm defending Art Scroll. Maybe Art Scroll was right.
I know. You have the Parashas Kedoshim, you have a Leitu Gnoivu. And there it goes on moments.
Here it goes on moments. That's the Oynish. But you have, where's the Lav? So the Lav, not Saras Adibra, so you should, shouldn't you translate do not kidnap? So maybe you should. Maybe no, maybe that interpretation is in between the lines. Maybe the Pshut Shel Mikra really goes on Gnevas Mammon, because the Rishonim say like that. What is the Hemshech between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisro? What's state in Parshas Yisro that the Torah wrote Parshas Mishpatim? So the Rishonim Achumish, I think, the Svarna on several others say, because it says in the Seres HaDibes Lo Signoiv, and how do you determine whether it's my money or your money? So I'm going to tell you the secret. Parshas Mishpatim. So if you're entitled to the money and I take it, it's I'm Ivan Loisignif. If I'm entitled and you take it, so you're Ivan Loisignif. So the whole Mishpatim is to explain the Pratim, the details of Loisignif. So the Pashtas, and I think the Gaonim also, the Rishonim and the Gaonim, who the Rashi quotes in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon, that the Aseres Adibras are the 10 categories under which we classify all of the 613 mitzvahs. So there are some Rishonim and Gaonim who classified which mitzvahs belong under Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and which under Loisignov, I think they put all the dinim of dinim amenus under Loisignov, all the mitzvahs should be not machavera. I think they interpreted that the pshuta is that it does refer to Gnevis Mammon, and this is a drush of the Torah Shabbat Peh, an additional level of interpretation.
It says, why is it Mirza? Because we heard an Arsin and Loisignov.
Oh, isn't Shishama, yeah? The Gemara seems to say, oh, isn't Shishama Hasin and Loisignov, yeah? So these two opinions in Tosfos, whether Malachas Chalamoid is Deraisa Derabbanan, really hinge on the translation of the words in the Gemara. That Braisa in Chagige, Daf Yutches, I think, where the Braisa says, on the one hand it sounds like only on Yontov you're not allowed to Malach, on the other hand it's Mashmepis a little bit, Chalamoid you're also not allowed to do Malach, how can it be? So some yeah and some no, and how do you decide which yeah and which no? Lamasar HaKasuv, Ela Lachachamim. So what does that mean? So the Mechaber understood that day in Tosfos, the Torah gave the Chachamim the authority to invent Dinim Derabbanan. That's all the phrase means. Not a new concept. That's an old concept. Dinim Derabbanan. Dinim Derabbanan. So Lamasana Kasa Lachamim is the Torah gave the Rabbanim authority to invent Dinim Derabbanan. And the other day in Tosfos at the Ramot passing like says, no, Dinim Derabbanan, that's in all over Shas. Here the Gemara is coming up with a newfangled idea. Adin deraisa, where there's no midah shatern, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai, and there's no klal prat, there's no mamatzino, there's no midah shatern adreshes pem to hang on, to darshan from, and nonetheless it's something like svara. The Gemara says in a few places, kro lomali svarahu. The Gemara has on a few dinim. I don't need a pasuk if it's a svara, and if you have a pasuk, the pasuk should be interpreted as referring to something else. You can't refer to this din. Whatever is a svara, you don't need a pasuk. So over here, it's not that it's a svara, but I have a pasuk that's written in a vague fashion. You don't know what the gedorim are. It says that you're not allowed to do malacha chalamboy, but not exactly to the same extent as yontif. So where does that leave you? So you have to say something. So it's lemesar nakasa alachacham. The chacham should use their seichel to be kaveya what is included and what is not included. So that's a new concept. Lemesar nakasa alacham is a din deraisa, which is determined by the chachamim, but it's not invented. It's not a din derabbanan invented by the chacham. It's a din deraisa that's determined. It's nikva by the chachamim based on their svara. Lo masar na kasav ela la chachamim.
Didn't this plow itself from the
rabbanim? No, no. Then Tosis, there are more paskins like that opinion in Tosis that this is their eisa. This is one of the midrash atar and the drashas bam along the lines of svara. Svara, whatever svara, I don't need any drasha for. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a drasha. And even if the thing is not svara, not that I would say it from a gut feeling. I know on my own. No, I have a pasuk that's vague. And somebody has to draw lines. You have to be kaveya what the details are. So if you have no mida shatar and reshes spam, so you have the right to make up whatever you think makes sense. Lamasana kaslacham, and that becomes a din deraisa. The way the chachamah kaveya becomes a din deraisa. You have the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah quotes all the dinim of chukas hagoyim. You're not permitted to go by chukas hagoyim. So the Gemara Masechah Shabbos has different things. The Tosefta Masechah Shabbos, I think, has two prokim listing off all the various chukas hagoyim. Some of these chukas hagoyim are mamish isurim deraisa. It's unclear whether all of those things mentioned in the Tosefta and the Gemara, whether they're all tak included min haTorah under chukas hagoyim, Masechah b'chukas hagoyim, or maybe it's only midirabbonim. So there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to take a haircut like the Nochem to be Mesapa Koimi. Ah, Modna preaches dick a haircut. And then the Gemara says, but shall base Rebbe hitiru Mesapa Koimi. The Rebbe's family members represented the Klal Yisrael when they went to the Roman Senate to negotiate on Inyoni Klal. So the Chachamim allowed them to take such a haircut like a goy. So the Rishonim ask, how can it be? But if it's an Issa Deraisa, I ain't allowed to take it. Because it's a right that this Chukas HaGoyim is only with the Rabbonim. And the Rishonim assume that many of those Chukas HaGoyim are not really biblical, it's not really an Issa Deraisa. Many of them are probably only the Rabbonim. But the difficulty is, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam lists off, Misapa Koimi is an Issa Chukas HaGoyim in HaTorah. He says it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Kesem Mishnah, on the side of the Rambam, Shrek the Chakasha. How's the Rambam going to answer this? This kasha of Tosis, how shall base Rebbe hitiru l'sapa koimi? If it's an isa deraisa, you can only be mata if there's a suffix akon. So he has two terutim on the kasha. So one terut, that's what they hold the Medina Yisrael. All in Yoni HaMedina are called suffix pikuach nefesh. Whatever the Medina needs, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and eat treifas. Tzorche, to run a government, that's what they're discussing. If Senator Lieberman becomes appointed our vice president, so what's going to be Shabbos? What's going to be Yontov? What's going to be Kashrus? What's going to be So the question is, well, it's not there, it's Yisrael. But the Kesem Mishnah says, to run a Yiddish Medina, a lot of times you can't keep Shabbos and Kashrus and everything. So sometimes we consider Tzorche Hanhagas HaMedina as a suffix. That's one teretz that the Kesem Mishnah suggests. That maybe it was permissible to violate an Issa Deraisa because Tzorche HaKlal is considered like suffix HaKonis Nefot. Maybe? And then he gives another suggestion that even if it's not a suffix sakana at all, but still, it's not that this is black and white a beferish pasuk and chumash. It is a pasuk chukas losecha b'chukas agoy. What's included, what's not included is loy mesar nakas v'ala chachamim. So if it's loy mesar nakas v'ala chacham, so the chacham may have the right to say that for those who represent those who are krovim lamalchus are permitted to violate it, that the din doesn't apply in their end. That's how the Kesem Mishnah says. He's assuming that this loy mesar nakas v'ala chachamim is a new kind of a din deraisa. Rabbi Chana Vasserman has a whole country's divrei sofrim about the relationship between dinim derabbanan and dinim deraisa in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And the Chazon Ish has a running commentary on the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim has a few major comments on the Kuntres of Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. So Rabbi Chanan has a kasha. He's not so happy about this Kesem Mishnah. He says he doesn't understand. La Masar Nakas V'Ala Chachamim means it's up to the Chachamim to determine what is included and what is not included. So they were sitting and clearing what's going to be with this kind of haircut, Mesapra Kaimi, should it be included or not? So they had a discussion, they decided it is included. Once it's included, how do they have the right to say that it doesn't apply to those who are Krovim Lamalchus?
When they made the
Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira. Oh, if it would have been a Gzeira, so you say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, it's only the Rabbanon, so they can be Mekel despite the fact that there's no heter of suffix Sakana. But once they said it is included, so if you say it like that, so what does it help to say? Once they said that it isn't, they had a brayer to say it's not included. But once they said that it is included, the chukas hagoyim. So what's the heter? The only heter should be suffix sakana. He's not happy about this keset mishnah. So these are the mabit in his hagdamah to his sefer kira sefer is discussing. He gives his hagdamah as a development of the whole theme of the Torah Shebal Peh. So he's breaking down to the various parts, the different aspects of Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, Halacha l'moshe misina, that's mamish Torah Shebal Peh. Pirushim ha-mukubalim l'moshe misina l'chore, after you have this Kabbalah, liktis neverta, that's mamish Torah Shebal Peh. You have dinam de Rabbana, okay. L'mesana kasa l'chachamim, okay, maybe it's also the Raisi. The bulk of Torah Shebal Peh, he says, is really the Yud Gil Midash HaTorah Nidrash Hispan. So he says, if you look in Rashi, and that Gemara and Gittin Daf Samach on the base, that's what they both say. The Be'er Sheva that Rebbe Kivega Tzechens on and the Gilyan Ashas and Gittin Samach on the base, as well as this Mabit who preceded the Be'er Sheva by a few centuries. Mabit lived in the 1500s and the Be'er Sheva lived in the maybe 100 years later, 150 years later. So they both say the same thing, that if you look in Rashi, the Mabit writes it more bariches, though. It's interesting. Mabit came first and he writes it more bariches than the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva just has briefly. So they both point out that if you look in Rashi and the Gemara, Rashi learns that the bulk of Torah Shebal Peh are the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, not the halachas l'moshe misinai. There aren't so many halachas l'moshe misinai, and there aren't so many pirushim ha'mekubalim l'moshe misinai l'mesana kasva l'chachamim. They're not so many. The bulk of all the swarm, the whole Torah Shebal Peh, is really those halachas that are based on the Yud Gimel Midas. So it seems that this is the nekudas ha'machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, where the rov of the Torah Shebal Peh, rov is biksav. What's with these dinim that you're reading in between the lines? So should I say, well, it's in between the lines?
It's not
in the lines, so that has the status of Torah Shebal Peh. Or should I say, no, that since it's based on what it does say, and you figure out Mibein Hashitim, because it's written B'Loshna HaKadosh, okay, K'sav L'chas HaDvarim Ha'el, it's written the way the Ribono Shel Olam wanted, and Loshna HaKadosh with the Tagim and everything, so maybe that has the status, even though it's not written, maybe it should have the status of Torah Shebichzav. The only question is, L'may Nafkimina, after you figure out that that's the Nekudas HaMachloikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, they're arguing that's where Rashi seems to learn. They're arguing what is the status of all of the halachas that are Nidrash through the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hispan. So, what's a Nafkimina?
You teach it to a guy.
Are you allowed to teach it to a guy? Could be. Will you be permitted to teach it? So then you can teach Kimat everything to a guy.
Yeah.
Then you can teach everything only Halacha Moshe Misinai. Very not mistaba, no? Very not mistaba. So be very little that you can't teach to a guy. So what's the nafkamina over here? Nafkamina, whether you can write it down. That's what the Mabit suggests. Should I say nafkamina? Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebichsav. He says, nah. Torah Shebichsav, you're allowed to write down means the text of the Tanakh. It doesn't mean in between the lines. The Ribono Shel Olam wanted in between the lines three main in between the lines. So he said it's not mistaba that that's nafkamina. So what's nafkamina? Very shver. So they both give the same shver nafkamina. The Be'er Sheva is on the beginning of Hirius. And the Mabit, who came before, writes the same nafkamina, very shver, that there is a din there in Hirius. Hirius, at the beginning of Maseches Hirius, speaks about the institution that appears in Parshas Vayikra, the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, about Par Halam Novashel Tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol Paskin, let's say that you're allowed to turn on the electric lights on Shabbos. You're allowed to turn on the lights, everybody starts turning on the lights. Bez Nagodol, chief rabbi, said you're allowed to turn on the lights, they turn on the lights. Then after a year goes by, they change their mind. They realized they made a mistake, and it turns out that the Rav HaTzibur was Mechal Shabbos because of the Bez Nagodol. So rather than require of every single person who is Mechal Shabbos that they should bring a Korban Chatos, so the din is Bez Nagodol brings one Chatos, a Parhan Davashal Tzibur, on behalf of everybody, and everybody gets a Kapar. So the Gemara says there in the beginning of Hirius, it's not on the first daf, so it's towards the beginning, second or third daf, that this din only applies if the mistake that the Bez Nagodol made, that they changed their mind, was in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. But if the mistake was in the area of Torah Shebichsav, that's what they call a Torah B'Dovashat Zdukim Odenbov. Torah B'Dovashat Zdukim Odenbov means Torah Shebichsav. If the mistake wasn't Torah Shebichsav, so that's not Nitfas in Hayro. Hayro of Psaq is only on Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is not Nitfas on Hayro. That's what the Gemara calls Zilkri Beiravu. Ask a child in Cheder. Beirav means in the Cheder. Ask a child in the Cheder and they'll tell you, Kri, I'll read the Chumash to you. That's not Hayro. You say, I got a Psaq from Moshe Feinstein that you have to lick Tfilin on Erev Shavuos. What do you mean, Rav Moshe Feinstein? It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Chumash. If you say, Rav Moshe said you have to put on tefillin, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, that's what to negotiate. That's a pilpul. That's what to talk about. You have to put on tefillin on Yom Tov, that's a machlokes Satanoim. But you say you have to put on tefillin on Erev Shavuos. What's the chiddush? Whatever is Torah Shebichsav, so it's not nitvas in Hayro. So they both have the same strange nafkemina, the mabit, as well as the Be'er Sheva. They both say, what if the Bezna Gadol gave a psak lahakil, and then the Rav Hatzibur follow kula? What's wrong? Everybody follows the kula. And then a year goes by, and it turns out everybody's following the kula. And then the Bezna Gadol changes their mind. They say we made a mistake. We have charata. They advertise it. No one should be noig lahakil anymore. So the question is, did they bring a parhan davshel tzibonatz? It depends. Was it Torah Shebichsav? Is it very obvious? Is it a davshel tzidukim moldinbo, or is it Torah Shebal Peh? So the Bezna Gadol is not sure. Funny case. Bezna Gadol is not sure whether the issue that they made a mistake on is such an obvious mistake. They're clapping al chet, they feel terrible. They made a mistake on their side. And now they're not sure how terrible was the mistake. Was it mamish and often a pasuk in Chumash that they just misread the pasuk and it's mamish a mistake in Torah Shebichsav? They said you take an orange for dalad minim. They said you take an orange. So if they said you take an orange, that's considered a mistake in Torah Shebichsav. But let's say they made a different mistake. That's not so obvious that it's mamish Torah Shebichsav. Then there wouldn't be a parhan davshel tzibur, but there's no koris. Yeah, that's a bad case.
Yeah.
But let's say a case, an issue of koris. So if they made a mistake in Torah Shebichsav, then the whole parsha of parhan davshel tzibur does not apply. If the mistake was in the area of Torah, this depends on this machlekes of Yechon and Rabbi Lozer. You go baser roiv. Is roiv Torah Bichsav? It's called Zilkri Be'erav. Very shverevon. That's very difficult. The Prima Gadol tries to give other nafkaminas. So that's a shverev nafkamina. He starts off with the first nafkamina of the Be'er Sheva. He doesn't have a mabit. He starts off with the Be'er Sheva. And then he says, I better have more nafkaminas. He keeps on going and going a few pages. He gives you a few more nafkaminas. He rattles off every line another nafkamina lalaf. Shver nafkaminas. One nafkamina he gives is not bad, but it's also unclear that the mabit has the same thing. That there's a peladika rambam. We're not sure what the rambam means. There's a strange rambam in Hilchas Treifas, but the rambam says there are different kinds of treifas. So the rambam writes the vasa basada treifa lo sechela. The pshuta shel mikra is talking about drusa. When a little sheep or a goat was attacked by a big animal. So that's the pshut shel mikra. But then you have if the animal developed a hole in the lungs, it has a broken leg, or it has all the other treifas, all the other possibilities of treifas that are listed off in Shulchan Aruch, those are also included in the pasuk. But the pshut shel mikra of the pasuk, basa basa, the treifa really goes on drusa. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita, therefore, since that's mamish the pshut shel mikra and the others are Torah Shebal Peh, therefore by drusa you say stafik lechumra. So the Taz in the beginning of Hilchas Treifas in Siman Lamed Tes, yes, the kasha, the first Siman I think is Lamed Tes in Hilchas Treifas. Yes, the kasha, what do you mean? And by another stafik treifas you go lechumra. All treifas are derais and stafik derais you go lechumra. Why did the Rambam single out drusa from all the others? So the Taz answers, by drusa you go more lechumra than you would by the others. There's slightly more chomer than the others. So that's what the Mabit writes in the Hakdamah to the Kiryas Sefer, as well as the Prima Gadol here in the Psiche. They both want to say that according to Rebbe Elazar, that Rav Torah is Bichsav, It means that all the dinim that are nidras still yud gimavina shatara nidrashes behem are treated as if the Torah shebichsav. So you have to be slightly more machmer in them than in the halacha l'moshe misina. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, Rav Torah is balpeh, that sofik deraisa l'chumre, but you don't have to go even more to be machmer. So they leave it very in a very vague fashion. What do you mean, more machmer, less machmer? If you go sofik deraisa l'chumre anyway, what do you mean, you're more machmer? It's problematic. The Gemara and the Midrashim, mainly Midrashim, have an expression. They learn out from different psukim in the Vim, uksuvim, and the Gemara also has in the beginning of the Chagig, and the Gemara has on the pasuk that introduces the Aseres Adibris. It says, Vaydabar Elokim is kol advarim ha'edah leimar. So the word kol is a ribui. So it says, Vaydabar Elokim, es advarim ha'edah nochi Hashem Elokecha. Shteitach, he proclaimed the Aseres Adibris. What's the kol? The Gemara says that kol means hakol, bakol, mikol, everything. Kol, everything was included. The Gemara says when you have a machloikis, bisham and bisilal, eleviyeda, divilikim chayim, is learned that from the word kol. Kol. Divri hametamim, divri hametarim, divri haoisim, divri hamatirim, divri hapoislim, divri hamachshirim, everything was given kulam nitnum miroya echot, shenembar, dabalakim, is kol advarim ha'ela. So the pashtus is, the Gemara says that even the shitas that are opposites, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, but Dabalakim is called, the Rabban Shalom proclaimed everything at Har Sinai, so Mistama included, but also the Kol Masha Talmud Vasa Kosar Lachadish is also Nemal Lala Moshe Misinai. Right, so that's the question. What exactly does the Medrash mean to say? The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Chavtes quotes their famous Agarate. They were Moshe Rabbeinu, Kshol Moshe Lamorim to be Mekabel Torah. So the Rebbe Shalom showed him, he has a whole Sefer Torah about to give him. He says, okay. And he says, wait, he has that on the Tagim. So he says, what do you need that for? Me Makabel Yadecha, give me already the Torah. So he says, no, there's going to be a Talmud Chacham and Rebbe Akiva, the Sof Kamadoris, and he's going to darshan all of the Tagim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what is it going to be all about. He had no mahasoga what it's going to be all about. So Rav Shalom gives him like a video and he shows him a movie, what's going to be. Rabbi Akiva is giving a shiur and it was so fancy, such fancy Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't follow. So he thought the Chol Shadat, he had a Chalisha Sadas, that's not the Torah, that is false Torah. I never heard of any of this stuff. What, Rabbi Akiva is making up a new religion here, making up new dinim. Until in the middle of this year, one of the Talmidim asked the Kasha, Rabbi Akiva said, no, that's halacha Moshe Misinai. So he realized, Moshe Rabbeinu realized, that Rabbi Akiva wasn't substituting a new religion. He didn't make up a Gansa Anaya Torah. Everything was developed, every generation built on what they had from the earlier generation. Everybody built and built and built. And it developed, one thing developed on top of the other, till it came to what it was in the days of Rabbi Akiva. So what do you mean when you say, Kol Masha Talmud Vasa'os L'Chadish Nemul Al Moshe Misinai? So the Pasha B'Shah doesn't mean that everything was actually given to Moshe Rabbeinu, every single Sif Katan and the Bishna Brura and the Sharatzion and the Be'er Hetev and the Bir Alocha, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasha B'Shah means it was given the Psukim, the Tanakh, Chumash, and then it was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Bem, and based on these Klalim, if he would live another 3,000 years, Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to darshan and then darshan and then darshan. He would develop everything because he was given all the rules. Everything is included. But it doesn't mean that everything was explicitly given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's, according to the Rambam, that's clearly the pshat. And that's the way I think Rov HaPosim, there were those Gaonim and Rishonim and Achronim, Rabbi Hirsch writes like that, those who hold the otherwise. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Generally accepted is that Ein Lo Chal Shofet Shabi Amecha Yiftach Bedora Kishmul Bedora. The pasuk says, Avosal Shofet Shiyeh Bayamim Haheim. So the Gemara said, Chisal Kadaitach, if you don't know the din, what are you going to go to the kever? You can ask, go to the Vilna Gaon's kever and ask him, what do you have to say? Go ask Rav Chaim Moshe's kever. You're not going to get an answer. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, no, what it means is, we have the Vilna Gaon Sefer, we have Rav Chaim Moshe wrote a Sefer. And Rav Moshe Feinstein comes and he says, I disagree. So how can he disagree with the Vilna Gaon and Rav Chaim Moshe? We know that he was bigger. We know the Vilna Gaon was bigger. Rav Chaim Moshe was bigger. So how can Rav Moshe even express an opinion fakir? So the Torah says, no, he's entitled to disagree. And the Balabatim and his generation have to listen to him. The Talmidim The Talmidim of a Rebbe have to listen to their Rebbe, even though the Rebbe, it's not that you don't know what they said in the earlier generation, we know what they said, and the Rebbe in the later generation disagrees. That's the halacha. Ein lecha ala shofet shivei mecha. Sometimes the rabbi, sometimes the rabbi in the later generation, the chlal not entitled to an opinion. But if he's, yeah, v'chiyiftach ishbar, it says, yiftach bedara kishmol bedara, but it's only provided v'chiyiftach ishbar. It shouldn't be an amoritz. He can't be a boor if he knows.
Every year, shul with this idea that everything is amimu mecharish, and therefore the rabbanim of this generation, like in a certain movement, have a right to.
Right, so obviously there's some restriction. Maybe we'll talk about some of the restrictions in a minute. But the basic principle is that ein lochal shofet shel b'yamechus. What does it mean? In every generation, the Talmid HaChamim darshin the way they think that it's right. The Gemara says in Zvachim that this man bayis rishon for 410 years they did the nisach hayah in one way, and then after a golus bubble for 7 years they built the bayis sheni, so they did nisach hayah differently. So the Sfasemis asks, it means that this. For 410 years of the Bayis Rishon, they were never Yotzi Nisach Hayayin because they always did it wrong. So the answer is no. The Chachamim in that generation darshan that way, and that was the din then. The Chacham in the later generation darshan differently. That's Eilu V'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And every generation they have to darshan the Psukim the way they think he's supposed to darshan the Psukim. The Rambam writes like that in Hilchos Mamrim. He says that the din, that ain bezen. That a later bezin, later rabbanim, cannot revoke, overrule a psak from an earlier bezin unless the later bezin is greater, b'chachma u'v'minyan, greater scholars and a greater number of rabbanim. That only applies to takonas the rabbanim. When you make a gzera the rabbanon, so the later bezin wants to repeal the rabbinic enactment that was instituted by the earlier bezin, then you have this formality that you need gala b'chachma u'v'minyan. But whenever they're arguing about a din deraisa, Sadarabbe, the later bezin is entitled to their opinion. They have a right to disagree. They don't have to be gadol b'chachma u'minyan. And the Rambam source is the Talmud Yerushalmi in the beginning of Shviyas. All the Rishonim there on the first Mishnah in Shviyas quoted, and the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah quotes it on Daf Tesa and Aleph. Yerushalmi, yes, Akasha, it says in the Mishnah that both the Talmidei Beishamai and the Talmidei Beishilol, Beishamai and Beishilol are both of the opinion that there is a din of Tosefes Shviyas next year Shmita. So they both agree there is a din of Tosefes Shviyas. There's a certain amount of time before Shnat Hashmita begins in the middle of the summer that you're ready, not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. And after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the chief rabbi. He abolished the whole institution of Tosefes Shviyas. So Rishami asked the Kasha, did he think he was greater b'chachma v'minyan than the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel put together? They just argued on details, but they both subscribed to the principle of Tosefes Shviyas. How could Rabbi Gamliel do away with the whole thing? So Yerushalmi, the Bavli gives one answer, but Yerushalmi gives a different answer. B'shosha Asru Lamikra Samchu, B'shosha Hitiru Lamikra Samchu. When the Bisham and the Beis Hillel held that there is a din of Tosefes Shviyas, it wasn't a din derabbanon. They didn't invent, they didn't institute a rabbinic enactment. They had a drosha from a pasuk. They paskin based on their understanding. Came Rabbi Gamliel years later, and he said he darshins the psukim differently. And the halacha says you don't have to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan to darshin psukim differently. That's exactly the marker for the Rambam, is that Yerushalmi, that all the Bali Atez, all the Rishonim quoted on the opening Mishnah and Shviyas, that you don't have to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan in order to disagree on dinim deraisa. So what happened to the Midrashim, the Kol Mashatam and Basik, Ozel Luchadish Nehmad Ol Moshe Misinai? So the answer is no. The klolim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't told this specific psak in each and every individual instance. So in every generation there will be mechadish new dinim. Adarabba, the achrenim have a machloikis. The achrenim have a machloikis. What if a bezdin in one generation develops a drasha? They develop a new din based on the drasha of sapsukim. They develop a new din deraisa. Should we assume that this din deraisa only applies mikana lahabo, or should we assume no, that since the bezin said that this is a din deraisa, so it's a gloy muslim affair, that that was always the din from zman matan Torah on? So the Chidor has a pirish on Megillas Rus where he quotes that this is a machlekes achrenim. He quotes the pirish ashach ala Torah, not ashach, a different pirish ashach ala Torah, and other achrenim have a dispute about this. So clearly they're assuming that it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Otherwise, how can you have a havamina that it doesn't apply lemafreya mishas matan Tehran? They say no, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu was given the text of the Chumash, it was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Bem. And if in a later generation a dozen darshans are pasuk and they come up with a new din deraisa, is a svara that the din deraisa is only noig mikana labo, just like a din derabbanan. If they institute a takana derabbanan, so the takana is only noig mikana labo, the takana derabbanan is certainly not noig ex post facto. So some achrayim hold that the same is true even if the later bezin develops a din deraisa, the din is only noig mikana labo, so it's beferish like the Rambam. Very schwer. The others are very difficult. Those Rishonim, Goinim, and Achrayim will want to say that all of the dinah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and any time there's a shayla, there's a machloikis, is based on forgetfulness, that they forgot in the later generation, they forgot what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. How can it be? It's beferish in all the Gemaras that the halacha was developed over the generations, and the later generations developed based on the earlier generation. Dinat Siv has a long description of this in his Hakdomah to his commentary on the Shultas in the Kidma Soemi. So the Pashta says that Medrash that says Kol Ma Shetalmid Vosik Gosel L'Chadish Nemel Olam Moshe Misinai is not to be taken literally. It doesn't really mean that it was actually given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means the Midas, the Klolim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then in every generation they developed the Klolim. But there's an awful lot of rabbinic input. That's what the Rambam calls Divrei Sofrim. In Torah Shebaal Peh, you have halachas l'moshe misinai, there's no room to negotiate. That was it, and that's all. Halachas l'moshe misinai. Or you give in Perushim ha-mekubalim l'moshe misinai, there's no room for negotiation. But in Le'misor ha-kosav elu ha-chachamim, or in the Yud Gimel Midas, there's an awful lot of rabbinic input. It depends on the way the chachamim understand in every generation, m'chol dor v'dor. And the later generations can darshan differently from the earlier generations. And the tokef of the din, the strictness of the din, how strict it is, l'chari should be different. If it's a din based on a mamish, a din deraisa, halacha l'moshe misinai, that's a more serious din. And if it's based on midrash ha-Torah and drasha, it's based on a drasha of the chachamim that they came up with at some later time, stam is going to be a different level of a din. There is such a Gemara in Kiddushin in the first parak. The Gemara is talking about if someone has an Ebet Knaini and he knocks out the Shen V'yayin. So the Pasuk says, he knocks out the Shen V'yayin, Ebet Knaini is Yotze L'Cheres. Does he need a Shtash Shichur or not? What do you mean is Yotze L'Cheres? The Odin is Mukhiyev to give him a Shtash Shichur? Means no, he goes automatically to L'Cheres. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So some of the Tanoim, Hecha the Tanoim says Yotze L'Cheres automatically. So then within this view in the Gemara that the Evet Kanaini is Yotze L'Cheres automatically, Ben Itzok Yet Shichrur, Hashem V'yayin, what about the other Chof Dalet Rosh Eivorim? What if you knock off one of the other fingers and one of the other toes and so on? Would you say it has the same status as Hashem V'yayin or not? So that's a further machlokes. So one Tana says, yeah, same as Hashem V'yayin, all the Chof Dalet Rosh Eivorim. We darshan from the Psukim that Chof Dalet Rosh Eivorim have the same status as Hashem V'yayin. And then one Tana says, no, there's a difference. This is Torah Shebichsav, and this is Divrei Sofrim. What it means Divrei Sofrim? What is the Rabbana? No, it's also a pasuk. It's also a din deraisa. Why do the Gemara call it Divrei Sofrim? It means it's only known through a drasha. So what's wrong with known through a drasha? The Vasa is still a din deraisa. So the Rashboa, not Gemara, interprets it's only known through a drasha, and the Hamoina may not know for sure. They may not be familiar with this din. They just know it says Shem V'yayin. You ask a layman in the street, he just knows Shem V'yayin. So the Odon, the Eved, let's say the Odon knocked off the Eved's finger or something, so the Eved goes free, so the Hamoina may not know this din, so the Odon may be a wise guy, he'll force the Eved to come back and work for him. And the Balabatim, the Hamoina won't realize that he's in violation. What do you mean? Was he making work? He just went free. So to make sure that it should be Yodua Lako, that the Eved has the right to go free, so they made a Chumra Midirabonon that you have to give him a Shtar Shichur. Because otherwise, the Yodan may finagle to maintain the evidence and say there is no such din. He'll deny there's such a din. So the Rashba quotes such a pshat in the name of the Balei HaTes, I think, quotes. If Nesha halolah divrei Torah, halolah divrei Sofrim. What do you mean halolah divrei Sofrim? It's also a din deraisa. So some Shalom said you only need to get from the Rabbanim Mishum Marisai, because people may not understand why the evidence is walking around acting like a free man. But other Rishonim seem to learn in the Gemara, no, it's not a vort midirabbanan, it's a real vort min haTorah. The difference perhaps being that on things that we are using rabbinic input, in this generation they say,
this is pshat,
that he goes free Barash Eivorim. In the next generation they may say fakir. So the maximum you can say, in every generation they can change the psak. So now we're going with the psak that it says in the Gemara. But that was based on a divrei sofrim, so it could be It could be that the maximum din, that the maximum tokiv that can have is that's a din in Gavra, not a din in Chefzer. Shem v'yayin, there's no room for negotiation. It's a pasuk in the Torah, the Eved goes free. So whatever it says in the Chumash, that's a din in Chefzer. So you can say the Eved goes free. He becomes a free man. There's not even a need for you to give Ishtashuch. The Torah changes the Mitzvah. He used to be an Eved Knaini, and the Torah now declares he's no longer an Eved Knaini. But with respect to Shem v'yayin, that it's only Divrei Seferim, it could be, what do you mean? He goes automatically free, that the Torah changes the Mitzvah. What do you mean the Torah changes? But in the next generation, the Rabbanim may decide to change the drasha and say otherwise. Not halacha Moshe Mitzvah. So it could be that that's the pshat in the Gemara. You need to get shichrur because a din that's daraisa, a din daraisa, but it's only known through Divrei Seferim, maybe the maximum tokiv that can have is that's a din on the Gavra. A din on the Gavra is mukhif to free the Eved by giving him a shtar shichrur. But you can't say that such a din that's Divrei Seferim changes the Mitzvah, and in another 100 years the Rabbanim will change the psak. Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Chmenet will change the psak, so you say he doesn't go free. He does go free automatically. You can say the Yodin has to free him, or the Yodin doesn't have to free him. You can say we change the psak on the Gavra, but you can't say the Chepzah changes. You're going to change the din, so the Chepzah is going to change. Could be that that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Divrei Seferim is slightly on a lower level than the Divrei Torah that's Mamish Beferish. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam has a klal in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He writes, it's not going to include any Divrei Seferim in the Minyan HaTaryag. Why not? So the Ramban says, what's wrong with Divrei Seferim? What's wrong? He doesn't believe that Torah Shebaal Peh is Men HaShemayim. So the Pashtus says, no. The Pashtus says, Divrei Seferim means when it's based on rabbinic input. So how can you count that part of the Taryag Mitzvahs in the next generation? They can pull out 100, they can replace it with 300. They can change everything. When you talk about Taryag Mitzvahs, 613, you have to say 613 Mitzvahs that stay stationary, that are not subject to negotiation. If you have drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh based on Yud Gimel Midas, and a Bezin in a later generation can reverse the Psak, Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shebi Amecha. So how can you count, how can you rely on those, that those are solid, those are pillars of the, that's part of the Taryag Mitzvahs. You can pull it out, they can pull out the rug from under you. So what's going to be with your Taryag Mitzvahs? And they're going to have to replace it with other Mitzvahs? Nah. So the Rambam understood that the Taryag Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs that are non-negotiable, that you can't budge, Torah Shebichsav, not from the Divrei Seferim. The Divrei Seferim are later Bezin, can always decide to reverse the Psak, and there'll be ois Taryag Mitzvahs.
We find the Rambam on Yom Kippur.
The others, many Rishonim holds only the Rabbanah. The other Rishonim only the Rabbanah. Tosfos Shita, neither Rabbi Natan. And even the Rambam seems to hold that all of the Chamishin are my derais. And Mistama, that's the Pshat, that the others are Divrei Seferim. Because they darshaned it from Sukkah. Mistama, it's only Divrei Seferim. That's the Shaila. Let's say a Reformed rabbi gets up and he says, with the power vested in me, as a rabbi, hereby reverse everything that it says in the Talmud Bavli and the Shulchan Aruch and shining goodbye. So obviously, a person has to be qualified. But let's say the person is qualified. Rav Moshe Feinstein gets together with all the Rabbanim and they all decide we're going to do away with this din that it says in the Gemara. So do they have the authority to do away with such a din? So the Kesem Mishnah and that Rambam asked this question. If the Rambam is really right, then Rambam is quoting a Yerushalmi like that. The Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shebi Yamecha and Dinim Derais. The Bezdin can always change in the later generation without requiring Gadol B'Menu B'Chochma B'Minyan. You don't have to be greater B'Chochma B'Minyan. So if so, Frank the Kesem Mishnah Akasha and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. So whenever an Amora comes up with a Chiddush and the Gemara says, I'll ask Akasha from a Braise, from a Mishnah, and they say, Tiyufta, the Resh Lakish, Tiyufta, is that Tiyufta? Why is it Tiyufta? He disagrees. The Amora disagrees. What's the restriction over here? What's Halacha Moshe Mishnah? An Amora can't disagree with the Tana of Ushtay. So I'll pidin a difference in a Tana and Amora. It's a historical line of distinction. What kind of a vort is that an Amora can't disagree with the Tana? So the Kesem Mishnah has a comment on the side of the Rambam. He says, Anachinami, the Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanoim. But the Amoraim made a haskama amongst themselves. They're not going to disagree with Tanoim. They looked at the Tanoim as being much greater. They felt there was a Yeridus Haderus. And they felt that if all the Tanoim say one way, they're not going to have the chutzpah to disagree. Sometimes you have a machloikis HaTanoim. So Namara says, I think the din should be like the Yochid. Even though the din used to be like the Yochid Ram, Alochi Ram. So sometimes in a later generation, the Namara will say, I hold the din as like the Yochid. But if he's going to see from wall to wall, all the Tanoim say one way, he's going to go the other direction. So they were afraid to disagree with the Tanoim because they felt that Mestama they're wrong. But once in a while, the Ramban and the Malchamis points out in the end of Bava Kamma, once in a while you have all the Tanaim say one way, and then Amora comes and he disagrees with all Tanaim, and we pass like the Amora. Once in a long while you do have it. Why? Because they just couldn't see the other opinion. So, there is no halacha over here. There's no din that an Amora can't disagree with a Tana. They didn't feel comfortable disagreeing with Tanaim. If they would be 100% convinced that this is the din, they would disagree, but they weren't 100%. You paskin a chacham, Amora Hara paskins with an etiyas hadas. He can see this side, he can see that side. He thinks that this side makes more sense than the other, that side. If Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, but I heard the other way, he says, okay, maskin the other way, sure. He's not going to argue with him. Follow Tanaim comes and say the other way, he says, Zolzan the other way, I can see that side. But let's say, absolutely, not that I can see this side, I can see that side. And I think Lefian is died that this side is more mistaken. No, I cannot see that side at all. I can only see this side. So then, even if you have all the Tanoim, Pe'ech, or they all say the same, so the Amora will still disagree and he'll have to paskin like his convictions. Right, that's where Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes that he asked the Kashin, Rabbi Basi writes that he asked the Kashin of Rab Chaim, that there's a Taisis in the beginning of Ksubis on Dav Zayin, I think. The Tosfos says that Rav Tanu Hu Palik is what Rav held, and Rabbi Yechonah held that he has no right. And there was a machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yechonah whether Rav Tanu Hu Palik. And Rabbi Yechonah held no. Tosfos is machriach from the Gemara like that. That Rabbi Yechonah held that Rav is nishkin Tanu Hu Palik. So Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha to Rav Chaim, we have a rule: whenever it's Rav or Rabbi Yechonah, halachic Rabbi Yechonah. So we should never paskin like Rav whenever he's Rav Tanu Hu Palik. And every time the Gemara says Rav Tanu Hu Palik, we paskin like Rav. But Rabbi Yechonah holds that Rav is nishkin Tanu Hu Palik. So he says yes to Rab Chaim Brisk, and Rab Chaim said, "Zol Zayin is an Amor, and Amor can also disagree." That's what he said.
Rav is not paskin.
Huh?
All the Amorim agreed not to argue on Tanuim, but Rav did not.
Rav did not. Right. But Rab Yechonah said he had no right to. So what do you mean he had no right to? It's a question of attitude. Rab Yechonah felt it wasn't right, but Rav, what do you mean? Rav felt it was right, so he disagreed. Amorim have a right to disagree with Tanuim. Where is there a halacha that you have no right? If a fellow is an Amor, the Reform rabbi has no right. Okay, he's not qualified. He's going to give an opinion on a spaceship. I'm not interested in his opinion. He doesn't know. So if he doesn't know, like he doesn't know science, so we won't ask him about a spaceship. So if he doesn't know halacha, he's not entitled to an opinion. But where do you have a case where a person is qualified in learning, is entitled, and you still say he has no right to disagree? So that's what the Ramor in Chosha Mishpat writes in Simon Chafei, in Simon about Tor B'Shikol Adas. When does a later Bezna have a right to disagree with the earlier Bezna? So he says, one of the Chachmei Hador, the Ramo lived in the 1500s. If one of the Chachmei Hador, Chep is a psak from the Gaonim, from the Rishonim, even from the Gaonim, before the Rishonim, and he holds that the Gaonim are wrong. So the Ramo says, well, discuss it with your contemporaries. He discussed it, and they all think he's right, and he brought Rayas and Svaris to show that the Gaonim are wrong. So he says, look, if they're all convinced that the Gaonim are wrong, so you don't follow the Goyim, you have a right to disagree with the Goyim. So once the Ramo established, you have a right to disagree with the Goyim. So what if he decides he wants to go weiter? He disagrees with the Tanoim. Oh, yeah. He disagrees with the Amoraim. So he says, no. Rabino Ravashi, Soif HaRoa. That's the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Pei Vav. Rabino Ravashi, Soif HaRoa. So the Bir Agra quotes that expression in the Gemara that comes from the Sifra Shalodim Arishon. The Gemara says that they were... Zer Sefer told the Sodom, so the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and in Bob Metzia that there was a Sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon that has Dor Dor B'Chachomov, Dor Dor B'Sofrov, and that's where it says about Rav and Shmuel, Chacham Yiskeri, Rabbi Lo Yiskeri, has all the way the Torah Shmal Peh is going to be developed over the generations. So in the Sefer Shal Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says in Bob Metzia that Pevav had this expression that Ravina Ravashi Sof HaRoh, what does that mean? So the apparently Moshe Soloveitchik interpreted that Gemara. What it means is that until the days of Ravina Abasha, the Torah Shabbat Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. So every generation had this, that they all had the same from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ravina Abasha. Rebbe edited the Mishnahs, but it was still taught orally. That's how most historians and most poskim assume. The Torah Shabbat Peh was still transmitted orally till the days of Ravina Abasha. Then they started teaching Mishnahs Mitech HaKsav. So until the days of Ravina Abasha, all of the Chachamim had the status of Balei Torah Shebal Peh, Chachmei Torah Shebal Peh, Chachmei HaMasorah, because the Masorah was still being transmitted Baal Peh. So a Chacham from a later generation has the right to disagree with a Chacham from an earlier generation. But after the days of Ravina Ravashi, when they're no longer transmitting Torah Shebal Peh, Baal Peh, they're teaching mitoch haksav, so that's already still a transmission of Torah Shebal Peh, but it's al pidin considered a lower level of transmitting Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why al pidin, anyone, even the Vilna Gaon who is a super genius, has no right to paskin against the psak that was issued before Rabbi Rav Ashi's time, even if the psak was given by a person not as big a genius as the Vilna Gaon. It doesn't matter how big a genius. Al pidin, Rabbi Rav Ashi was a cutoff point. That until then, they all have a higher status of Bali Masaira by virtue of the fact that the Torah Shebal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh, and after the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi, they had a slightly lower status. Is there any other cutoff point? Is there any other? Huh? Achronim Rishonim not. The Ramos says Achronim have a right to disagree with Gaonim, Kalvachim with Rishonim. Is there any other cutoff point? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon at the end of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos really only has 5 chapters. And the 6th is the Braisa of Shana Chachamim B'Lashayna Mishnah. So at the end of the 5th chapter, it's supposed to say, Bayas, it's a Mishnah Chav Gimel. And the Perek ends with Mishnah Chav Vav, a few Mishnahs later. So the Vilna Gaon says this is out of order. The end of Perek Chamishi, the concluding line in Masech HaSavu, should read, Yirasim HaFanach Shem HaKenu B'Kei B'Seinu, Shibbanam Beis HaMikdash Meheri Meinu, Sech HaKenu B'Seinu Secha. We have that at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel. What's the Shaykh say? He says, no, it's a mistake. It belongs at the end of Pirkei Avos. What does that mean? We use that tefillah in the Shemona Esrei every day. Right. And in Yom Tov and Shabbos Yom Tov, we use it in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, not just in the end. What's the connection between Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Me'am Secha, Kenim Sera Secha? What's the Shaykh is one with the other? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Beis HaMikdash is not only the Mokam HaKrovas HaKarbon, as we know, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikari Lachalo Amin. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam Tefillah. And the Pasuk says that Gam Ki Ezek Vashes, the Pasuk says in Eche, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Gam Ki Ezek HaShaveya, saw some Tefillah. So the Gemara says in the end of Perek HaZohav in Bav Metzia, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nina Lu Shari Tefillah. The prayers are not answered to the same extent, with the same power, as they used to be. Why? Because the official office for prayers is based HaMikdash. It's closed. The office is closed. And that's what Shlomo Melech says, when you're Daven Shmones, you have to face the Beis HaMikdash, you have to face Eretz Yisrael, which has the Beis HaMikdash, Pala Alecha, Derech HaBayis HaZeh. So just like the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tefillah, so too officially the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaTorah, Mokum Liman HaTorah. The Sanhedrin used to meet, Sanhedrin is the Amud Torah Shebal Peh, the Rambam calls it. They used to meet in the Lishkas HaGozis, and the Iker of the Torah Shebichsav is also in the Beis HaMikdash. This is special din of Sefer HaZorah. Al Pidin, the Sefer Azara, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Levim, Lakrecha Sefer Terezev, Sam Tamosa, Bitzad Aram, Ris Hashem, that the Sefer Azara, on one occasion there was more than the Sifrei, says there were 3 Sifrei Azara, so that's for the purpose of maintaining the correct Masorah of the Torah Shebichsav. Whenever there's a suffix, what the correct text should be in a Chumash, so yeah, the din is that you have to follow the Sefer Azara. It's a special halacha. When you have a Melech, Melech has the Kosev Las Mishnah Torah Zoi, so the Rambam quotes at the Sefer, you always have to write a Sefer Torah copying from another Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah Shem Melech has to be copied from a Sefer Azorah, that it should have a special status. Not some Melech writes Tzvei Sefer Torah. No, the special Sefer Torah Shem Melech has to have the properties of a Sefer Azorah. And if you'll keep it in the Azorah, it'll have the dinim of a Sefer Azorah. So the Beis HaMikdash is not only the Mokam HaKrovos HaKarbonis, it's the Mokam HaTfilut, the Mokam Torah, the Ikam Makam Torah, and the Kuzari has it, it's the Ikam Makam HaNevuah. The Kuzari develops a whole theme that the Nevuah originated, all the Nevuah originated in the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes the Yerushalmi that says that when did Yonah become a Novi? He never went to school, the East has special schools to prepare him. He's once Oyla Regal and Shurasa all of Ruach HaKodesh, and he became a Novi just like that. And he says that most of the Nevi'im were drains the Harum, Yishai, Yirmi, Cheskel, they were all giving the Nevuahs in the Beis HaMikdash. They delivered Nevuahs and Chutz Loretz also on occasion, but the Ikir Mokam Ashuas HaNevuah was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Vilna Gaon has like this, that the Yiratzin Shibon in Beis HaMikdash B'sein Chakene B'sarasecha, the Ramah, the level of Liban HaTorah will be greater B'zman HaMikdash than Shaloi B'zman HaMikdash. And he says all the big Yisoidis and Halacha have to be developed B'zman HaMikdash. B'zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you can't develop new Yisoidis. He implies, he doesn't say explicitly, in the Vilna Gaon's writings in a few different places, they put them together, all these sources. It sounds like he holds that a Chacham, after the Churban HaBayis, cannot disagree with the Psak that was developed as Man HaBayis. He cannot Mishnah Rishonim, Mishnah Achreinah, if a later Bezin disagrees with the earlier Bezin, 50 years later, 100 years later, 300,000 years later, But after the Zman HaBayis and before the Zman HaBayis is different. That's a different level of the Halacha L'chayra.
But the Darshan took him differently and they applied differently, like you said, Nisach HaMayim, which was...
That was both Bizman HaBayis. They were both Bizman HaBayis, yeah.
But you said even later on, if somebody interprets the post differently...
Bizman HaSheni, yeah. Bizman HaSheni.
Now, if you interpret the post differently, you couldn't go out.
We can disagree with the Goyim. But just like someone after Rabbi Nabash, he cannot disagree with the Maskana Sagma Rabbi Nabash, because that's how Pidin, a cutoff point. So the Vilna Goyim seems to be implying...
Even
in darshaning a pasuk, because bizman habayis al pidin, the level of Torah is stronger, like the level of tefillah is stronger.
Yeah.
And he interprets that's what the tefillah means. Shibana mis hamigdash v'sein chakenu v'sasech will have a bigger chelik in limud haTorah. Then the Chazanish throws in another qualification. Even after the Churban habayis, he claims from the year 240. Before the year 240, after the year 240 is the cutoff point, because there's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said that Tanaim had a tradition that Shis Alfen Shnin Haviyalma, the world is going to last for 6,000 years. I think in the Pirush HaRekeach Al HaTorah he writes that the first pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim HaSa'aretz has six Alephs. So that's where the Tanaim had this tradition that they're going to be 6,000, six Alfen. It's built into the first pasuk in Bereishis Bara Elokim. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. So what's the historical breakdown of the 6,000 years? So the Gemara says, the first 2,000 years, Shnei Alafim Tohu, nothing doing. The second 2,000 years, Shnei Alafim Torah. And the last 2,000 years, Shnei Alafim Mosam Mashiach. It's possible for Mashiach to come, starting from the year 240. That's what the Mefarshim say. Why were the other Tanoim so convinced that Rabbi Akiva was making a mistake about Bar Kochva? Maybe Bar Kochva was the Melech HaMashiach. So the Mefarshim say, because they had Rabbi Akiva didn't have this tradition, but the other Tanoim said, you don't know this tradition. Shnei Alofim Yimos HaMashiach. Mashiach can't come before the year 240. And the Maisa with Bar Kochva was too early. Aye, but they wanted to make, the Gemara says, there was a Pasul Chizkiyah, Melech could have been the Melech HaMashiach, so what's with that? So the Mashiach Frek the Kasha, so he says, the Ribbono Shel Olam would have changed his plan in the world. Okay. Okay. Yeah, but the Medrash does say the other Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Akiva because of the Shnei Alofim Yimos HaMashiach. So what does that mean, Shnei Alofim Tohu? So the Gemara says if you look in Chumash, Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948. It says when this one died, when the other one, everybody was born. So in the year 1948, after Bria Salim, that's when Avraham Avinu was born. When Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, the Gemara says Gemiri. We have a tradition that Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, so if he was born in 1948, when he's 52 years old, that's the year 2000. That's when it starts HaNefesh HaShirasa B'chorin. That's when he started his campaign of teaching Torah to the public. So that was the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Torah. And the Shnei Alofim Torah lasted till the year 240. That's where we assume that the year 240 corresponds to the year 4000. So the Marsha asks the question, what do you mean? And after the year 240, there's no more learning going on. They were the Amaroyim, they were the Rishonim. There's me, the Mashiach, there's me. The Chazanish asks, and there's me. What's with me? What do you mean after the year 240? Yeah. So the Mashiach says, it doesn't mean that. It means the Shnei Alofim Torah, not yet the Tzeit for Melech HaMashiach. And in the last 2,000 years, is Machal's Torah, the Shnei Alofim Torah, it doesn't mean only.
Yeah.
But it's also a possibility for Mashiach to come. And before the last 2,000 years, Mashiach can come. That's how the Mashiach says. So the Chazanish quotes the Mashiach. He doesn't think it's right. He says, just like Shnei Alofim Tohu is only 2,000, Shnei Alofim Yimos HaMashiach is only 2,000, he thinks Shnei Alofim Torah is only 2,000. So what's the cutoff point? What happened there? So he thinks that all of the developing new Yesodis and new Klolim has to be done in the Shnei Alofim Torah. He can't develop, he can't be Kaveya any new Alochas. Let's say, Masarakas of Elach HaChamim, the Ilchas Chalamayit had to be developed before the year 240. Whatever was developed then, so we can task in the details. We can work out the details of what was developed then. But to come up with a new Ein Sof, to develop a new din, even if you have a Sanhedrin now, they won't be able to come up with a new din. Everybody says, "Aye, we need a Sanhedrin." They'll make up new din and they'll develop. So the Chazanish thinks that even if we'll make a new Sanhedrin, they won't be able to develop new dinim, new concepts. They'll be able to negotiate a little more, the detail here, detail here, but not to come up with new kolam. That's what the Chazanish writes in Hilchos Treifus. He's talking about the problem. Some of the treifas that the Gemara paskens up that they are treifas and not treifas doesn't correspond to reality today. So shouldn't we reverse all the psokim So he says, no, it's a shnei halachim Torah, and once the din was nikva, the din has to stay like that. So these are probably, some of these, or all of these, are restrictions, are limitations within this din. That even though we say, in l'chal ha-shefet sh'biyamecho, yiftach b'dorah kishmul b'dorah, but still there's a limitation. There are certain restrictions that you cannot just reverse the whole psak on everything.
What's that Tufod? It's in the middle of the Tufa of the Amoraim.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Amoraim before Tufodi, a lot of Amoraim after Tufodi.
That's approximately the cutoff point between Tanoim and Amoraim. I think Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, according to the history books, in the year 220. So that's, if the number 240 is accurate, that's the question, whether that number is accurate or not. So Shaila, if you, this cheshbon that we have, that this is Shnas Tavshin Samach, is all based on the premise that the Bais Sheni only lasted 420 years. Bais Rishon lasted 410 years, Dash Teit and Tanakh. Bais Sheni lasted 420 years, that's the Gemara says such a tradition. So that's a question. The Goyisha history books say that it's not true, that it's 150 years longer, that the Gemara doesn't have it correct. So the Balamor writes it's a Dovi Yodua. Balamor, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, writes it's a Dovi Yodua that the Gemara's history is not correct over here. And 150 years missing over here in the Bais Sheni. And Ravid writes Apikeres. The Gemara is right, and they learned Pacharusa. The Balamon Rav says Apikeres. The Gemara is right, and the history books are wrong. And in recent years, there was also some Gedolim write that in Europe they wrote the Dovi Yadua that the Gemara's calculation history is wrong. The Chazanish says Apikeres. The Gemara is right, and the history books are wrong. I think Rabbi Schwab published an essay about this. I don't know. So he originally in his essay he claimed that the Gemara knew, and they were purposely hiding 150 years in order that we shouldn't be mechashvi kitzin. We shouldn't try to calculate when Mashiach is going to come. So it's a problem. So this cheshbon, the number 240, that's the year corresponds to the year 4000. That's all assuming that the cheshbon of the Gemara is correct, that the Bais Sheni only lasted for 420 years, if you should assume otherwise, isn't it? Right, so the Gemara says that names that appear in Tanakh, the different kings, is really the same person. You have five names, really the same one. And the Balamor says, what do you mean? It's a double Yadua. These were different kings, and each one lived 50 years, and he lived another 50 years, and another 50 years, missing 150 years. He says, we know from the history books that these were different people. He says, the Gemara made a mistake. These were not all the same person. And the Ravid says the history books are falsified. The Gemara has the correct record.
That would not affect the Tufodi.
I think
that
it
would affect the binyan of the Bais Sheni, not the Churban of the Bais Sheni.
Oh, the Churban remains?
The Bais Sheni is more or less up to 2 years. Within 2 years, we know anything.
But wouldn't the end of the...
No, it's the beginning.
But wouldn't the end of the 4,000 years be earlier?
No,
if the Bais Sheni...
The problem is that Kufa Bais Sheni would have been longer. According to historians, it was longer.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe I don't know, could be. This union of the ability of the Chachamim in every generation to develop the Torah Shabbat Fel, we'll conclude with this. This is a very big union. The Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Tzmura that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, be may Evla Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot thousands and thousands of halachas. So they asked Yeshua ben Nun, Sha'al, Esther Banishlam, Esther Yurim Betumim, Esther Banishlam for Nevuah, tried to get Nevuah. So they said, Loi Bashamayim Hi. You're not supposed to. Once the Banishlam gave Matan Torah, so we have to work it out with our Seichel. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Peivav has the famous story that when Rabba, the Amora Rabba, was an old man, he was holding by dying, so there was a machlokes between the Rabbanu Shalom and the Bezen Shalmaila regarding a certain din about Baharis. If the Baharis preceded the Seil Ovan, then the Seil Ovan is not a Simen Tumah. First you have a Baharis and then you have a Seil Ovan, then the Seil Ovan is a Simen Tumah. What if it's a Sofik Ezek Kodam? So that's a Machloike Satanoin. So in the days when Rabba was holding by Gesisa, so he imagined whatever, he heard the Rabbanu Shalom having a dispute with the Bezon Shalmaila, whatever this is supposed to mean. The Rabbanu Shalom said Tohar, and the whole Pamalya Shalmaila said Tomei. And then they said, Man Loichach, who's going to be Machriya between the Rabbanu Shalom and Bezon Shalmaila? Rabba, because Rabba was an expert. He says, I'm the world's greatest expert in the Goyim and Aholim. So they came to Rabba and they asked, and he said, Tohar, Tohar, V'yotzon Shmosa B'Tahar. He passed like the Rabbanu Shalom. So you look on the side, the letter is on Tomei. So let it look in the Rambam. The Rambam paskens tum against the Rabbanu Shalom, against the world's greatest expert. The whole story in the Gemara. The Rabbanu Shalom said Tor, and they said Man Loichach Rabbah, and Rabbah said Tor. Yotzei Nishmas Sebetara, and the Rambam paskens tum. So the guest Mishnah is what's going on. So he says, because in the Mishnayis, in the Goyim, it's a Machloikas Hatanoim, and that's the Psak. But how can you pass it against the Rabbanu Shalom? So the Kes Mishnah Loi Bashamayim, he... But Rabbah was the world's greatest expert, so the Kes Mishnah says he was holding by dying, so he was ready halfway off Yenevel. So it wasn't, that's also Loi Bashamayim, he was having hallucinations. That's what the Kes Mishnah writes. The psukim have to be given by a human being who lives in this world. Doesn't mean he does averis. By a tzaddik who lives in this world has a human, a perception of a human being. And the Rabbanu Shlom said he doesn't want us to paskin ali b'dem, is what he knows is them. So that's what the Tzai Sachoshin has a famous introduction to his sefer, that he says, how do I come off to write a whole chibur on Choshen Mishpat? What do I know? So he says, even though I don't know anything, but the Rabbanu Shlom wants human beings to paskin. And he quotes from the Drosh HaSaran, and has this on the Gemara, and the Drosh HaSaran shtelt to the Gemara by Rab Lezer. And when he had all the big machlekes and Rab Lezer and the other Chachomim, so Rab Lezer said, Kosle beis amedush yachichu, mirah shamayim yachichu, amas amayim tochiyah. And the Baskol came out and said, Alochet Rab Lezer b'chol mokam, and he said, Loi b'shamayim hi. Rabbi Yishoy said, Loi b'shamayim hi. That's why it's called Zman Matan Torah, saying the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael that we have to paskin according to our Hasogas B'nei Odom. We have to purify ourselves, we have to work on our midas, that we should have proper hasogas b'nei adam. We shouldn't have crude, coarse hasogas, but the psokim have to be given by the klal yisrael based on our hasogas.